Sir, my name is Megan. I'm the house administrator for Farnham Maltings.
So tell me a bit about what that job involves.
Yeah, so I look after a lot of tours that go around the southeast to about 180 venues. But the Farnham Maltings is an art centre and theatre that programs a whole range of activities from music, dance, theatre. We also have a wonderful craft selection as well. Lots of workshops and classes.
Brilliant. So, I've been to Farnham Maltings. It's a really nice community space there. And you are involved at the moment sort of promoting a production called The Rest of Our Lives. And as we're talking to you at BSL Fest, that involved BSL. So can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah. So the show was created with BSL at the heart. So it's fully integrated. The show itself is dance. So you might think, how does BSL and dance work together? But it's actually really important to the show and really helps with the overall story. A little bit about the show. So Joe is an older dancer and George is an older clown, and so it's a dance clowning circus type performance.
Sounds good.
and it's them figuring out how to get older, how to navigate middle age.
We can all do some advice around that, I think.
Yeah, and it's just really good fun, really good entertaining night where you'll have a dance as well yourself, where you get to dance with the performers and just get to express yourself.
So this originated at the Farnham Maltings and is going on a tour sort of from there. And how does that work?
So House Theatre, the organisation I work for, we spoke with Joe and George and we worked together to put a tour together. So we spoke to venues all across the southeast who would be interested in the show, and we have programmed them into loads of different venues. So they're coming to Farnham Maltings on the 28th of October, Saturday. And they're also going elsewhere, so you might be able to catch them.
COVID must have been, not being able to open. That must have been a real sort of struggling time for you. Are you sort of out of that now? Are you kind of back to full capacity?
We are, yeah. We're, since coming out of the pandemic, we've put on our festivals again. We have annual festivals of crafts, of Unravel, and our program is back and running, and we're open and we're ready for everyone to get back into the venue. It's a wonderful place. It's really homely, and the Riverside Cafe is amazing to spend time with your friends, and you get to enjoy the views of Farnham as well.
Farnham itself, that's beautiful. They've got the castle there, and it's a really lovely part of the world, isn't it?
It is. It's really nice. It's a wonderful place to go for a stroll, and there's so many shops, and it's a really nice part of the world. Yeah.
And how did you get involved in working within theatre?
So I've studied theatre at university, and I used to work at G Live in the ticketing, and I now work as the administrator for House. And just working there has been great. I've met so many artists and companies and venues and people from the theatre industry. But Farnham Maltings also does so much more than just theatre.
Have you ever thought of going on stage yourself, getting involved in that?
Once I did think that, and that's long gone. Thought is long.
Your school plays. Can you remember any of your school plays? Have any starring roles you can recall?
I do remember starring in a knockoff version of Grease, but we were called Gel. But I was very much in the chorus. I was not Sandy. Yeah. No, okay. No.
And you also do some work around access at the theatre, so tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, so we want to increase our accessibility for theatre shows, because theatre should be for everyone. It shouldn't be for just a select few. It should have everyone and anyone in the audience. So we are trying to increase our accessibility by having BSL interpretation. We also want to have captions, and working with venues to see what can be done, if that's an easy reader for customers to see beforehand, so they know what the show is, or making sure that the venue is easy to find on their website, or you just know what's in town, so nothing is scary before going to the theatre, and making sure that the venue staff is really helpful and they know of any barriers that people might have.
And it's identifying those barriers as well. I mean, how are you doing that? Are you speaking to people with sort of lived experience, groups of disabled people? Yeah, they're probably the best people to give that sort of advice, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been working with DAISY, that is a disability arts organisation, and we've been doing audits of the building to see how can people who are blind access the building, who have never been to the building before, or people who are deaf, how can they access shows, who might not know what's on in the building. And it's an ongoing cause that we're really passionate about. Yeah. We've got an access group and we meet a lot to identify these barriers that we know the building has, and how we can address those and work with communities to see what's the best way to listen and to figure out what's needed.
And that must be a challenge for you, because obviously, you know, you've got this building and people are identifying barriers, but then it's how you kind of take that information, how you alter buildings, how you make the changes needed, which may in some cases be quite complex.
Oh, absolutely. The Farnham Maltings is a building from like the 1800s, was once a brewery. It was never intended to be a theatre space, but it is now, so there's lots of challenges. But just making sure that those challenges are in the forethought to audiences and to the staff and to people who just use the building for any community group. Just making sure we know. Yeah.
And from your access group, I mean, what sort of they been telling you? Has anything sort of come up that, you know, is kind of top of your list to address?
Oh gosh, there's a lot on our list. We've just had an audit from a blind member of the audience, just to see what it's like to be blind and going to the theatre and not knowing where you should go and what information do people need in order to access the building. But we're also thinking about learning difficulties and disabilities, mobility issues, deaf or hard of hearing, everything and anything. We're thinking about it.
And, yeah, it's not just the physical disabilities, you know, hidden disabilities as well, of course.
Absolutely. Hidden disabilities is something that, you know, we need to know and be able to ask and feel comfortable to ask is the main thing, to make sure that everyone is welcome and supported in our space.
And how can we find out more about the Farnham Maltings?
Yeah, if you want to go to our website, farnhammaltings.com, you can find out about all of our events, that's performances, or all of our workshops, all of the music or comedy that goes on as well. We've got so many performances happening a week, and I hope to see you then.
Brilliant. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.